This is the Sakar Murli of 29th of January, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, remember your sweet father and you will become Satopradhan deities. Everything depends on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Question. Just as you children experience the father's pull, in the same way from which children will everyone experience a pull? Answer. From those who have become flowers. Just as little children are flowers and are unaware of vices, so everyone is attracted to them. In the same way, when you children become flowers, that is, when you become pure, everyone will be attracted. There should be no thorns of vice in you. Om Shanti. You spiritual children know that this is the most auspicious confluence age. Can you see your most elevated faces of the future? Can you see your most elevated costumes? Can you feel that you will once again go to that golden-aged new world of Lakshmi and Narayan's dynasty? That is, to the land of happiness, and that you will become the most elevated beings? While sitting here, do you have these thoughts? When students are studying, their intellects are aware of in which class they are studying. I will become a barrister, or I will become so and so. In the same way, when you sit here, you are aware that you will go into Vishnu's dynasty. The two forms of Vishnu are Lakshmi and Narayan, a god and goddess. Your intellects are now alokic. These things would not be turning around in the intellect of anyone else. All of these things are in the intellects of you children. This is not a common satsang, company of truth. You are sitting here with the understanding that you are sitting in the company of the true Baba, who is called Shiva. Shiv Baba alone is the creator. He alone knows the beginning, middle, and end of creation, and he gives us this knowledge. It is as though he is telling us a matter of yesterday. While sitting here, you must remember that you have come here to be rejuvenated, that is, to change your bodies into deity bodies. The soul says, "This is my Tamopradhan old body, which I have to change and become like Lakshmi and Narayan." Your aim and objective is so elevated. The teacher who is teaching you would definitely be cleverer than the students who are studying. He is educating us and teaching us to perform good actions, and so he must surely be elevated. You know that God, the Highest on High, is teaching us. In the future, we will become deities like them. The things we are studying are for the future new world. No one else even knows about that new world. It now enters your intellects that Lakshmi and Narayan were the masters of the new world. It must definitely repeat. The father explains, "I teach you and change you from human beings into deities. It will definitely be number-wise among the deities too. It is a divine kingdom, is it not? Throughout the day you must have the thought, 'I am a soul. I, a soul who was very impure, am now remembering the pure father in order to become pure.' you also have to understand the meaning of remembrance. The soul remembers his sweet father. The father himself says, "Children, by remembering me, you will become Satopradhan deities." Everything depends on the pilgrimage of remembrance. The father would definitely ask, "Children, for how long do you remember me?" It is in remembrance that there is a battle with Maya. You yourselves can also understand when it is not a pilgrimage, but more like a battle. There are many obstacles in this. Maya creates obstacles for you on the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is, she makes you forget. You say, "Baba, we have many storms of Maya when we remember you." The number one storm is body consciousness. Then it is lust. Then anger, greed, attachment and ego. Children say, "Baba, we try a lot not to have obstacles when we stay in remembrance. But in spite of that, there are storms. Today it is a storm of anger, or today there is a storm of greed. Today my stage was very good and I didn't have any storms. I stayed on the pilgrimage of remembrance the whole day and I had a lot of happiness. I remembered Baba a great deal." Tears of love continue to flow in remembrance. By staying in remembrance of the Father, you will become sweet. You children understand where you have reached by being defeated by Maya. Some children calculate how many months and days there are in a cycle. It enters your intellects that if someone says that the duration of each cycle is hundreds of thousands of years, no one could then calculate anything. The father explains that this world cycle continues to turn. You know how many births you take in the whole cycle and how you go into the dynasty. These are completely new things. This is new knowledge for the new world. Heaven is called the new world. You would say that you are human beings at present and that you are becoming deities. The deity status is elevated. You children know that you are receiving this unique knowledge. The one who is teaching us is unique, without an image. He doesn't have a corporeal image. He is constantly incorporeal. Just see how he has such a good part in the drama. How does the Father teach us? He himself tells you, "I enter such and such a body." He also tells you which body he enters. People become confused. Does he always come in the same body? However, this is the drama. There cannot be any change in it. Only you listen to these things and imbibe them, and then relate them to others in the way that Shiv Baba teaches you. We then teach other souls. It is souls who study and teach others. Souls are most valuable. Souls are imperishable and immortal. It is just the bodies that are destroyed. We souls are receiving this knowledge from our Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. We are receiving this knowledge of the Creator and the beginning, middle and end of creation and of the 84 births. Who is receiving this knowledge? Souls are receiving it. Souls are imperishable. Attachment should only be to imperishable things, not perishable things. You have had attachment to the perishable bodies for so long. You now understand that each of you is a soul and that you have to renounce the consciousness of your body. Some children write, "I, this soul, did this work. I, this soul, gave this talk today. I, this soul, remembered Baba a lot today." That one is the Supreme Soul, knowledgeful. He is giving you children so much of this knowledge. You know the incorporeal world and the subtle region. People's intellects have no awareness of anything. Your intellects are aware of who the Creator is. The Creator of this human world is remembered, and so he must definitely come here to act. You know that no other human beings remember souls or the Supreme Soul. The Father alone gives you this knowledge. Consider yourselves to be souls. By considering yourselves to be bodies, you have been dangling upside down. Each soul is truth, a living being, and an embodiment of bliss. The maximum praise is of souls. There is so much praise of the soul of the One Father. He alone is the remover of sorrow and the bestower of happiness. Mosquitoes would not be praised as being removers of sorrow and bestowers of happiness, or oceans of knowledge. No, this is the Father's praise. Each one of you is also a remover of sorrow and a bestower of happiness, because you are the children of that Father who removes everyone's sorrow and gives them happiness, are you not? That too is for half a cycle. No one else has this knowledge. Only the One Father is knowledgeful. We didn't have any of this knowledge. If we didn't even know the One Father, what other knowledge would we have had? You now feel that you are the ones who take this knowledge first. Previously you didn't know anything. A baby doesn't have any knowledge or any defects. Therefore, because it is pure, a baby is said to be a great soul. The younger the child, the more it would be a number one flower. It would be almost as though he is in his karmatit stage. He doesn't know anything about actions or sinful actions. The baby just knows itself. He is a flower and therefore attracts everyone, just as Baba is now attracting you. The Father has come to make all of you into flowers. You also have some very bad thorns in you. There are the thorns of the five vices. At this time you have the knowledge of flowers and thorns. There is also a forest of thorns. The thorns of a babel bush are very big. Many things are made from those thorns. Thorns are compared to human beings. The Father explains, at this time there are many human thorns who cause a lot of sorrow. This is why this world is called a world of sorrow. They even say the Father is the bestower of happiness. Maya, Ravan, is a bestower of sorrow. Then in the Golden Age, Maya will not exist, and so these things will not exist there either. In a drama, the same part is not played twice. It is in your intellects that every part being played is new. Just think about it. From the Golden Age until now, the days change and the whole activity changes. The record of the complete activity of 5,000 years is recorded in new souls, and this cannot change. Each soul has his own part recorded in him. No one can understand this one single thing. You now know the beginning, middle, and end. This is a school, is it not? You have to know the beginning, middle, and end of the world. This is also a study to remember the Father and to become pure. Prior to this, did you know that you had to become like that? The Father explains everything so clearly. You were in that first number, and you then gradually came down, and you have now become this. Look what the world has become. There are so many human beings. Just think about what the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan will be like. The palaces where they live will be studded with jewels and diamonds. It enters your intellects that you are now becoming residents of heaven. There you will build your own palaces. It isn't that Dwarka, golden city of Sri Krishna, will emerge from down below, as they have portrayed in the scriptures. The word scriptures has continued. They cannot call them anything else. Other books are used for studying. Another type of book is a novel. However, these are called scriptures or religious books. Other books are for studying from. Those who study the scriptures are called devotees. There are the two things, devotion and this knowledge. What is their disinterest in? Devotion or this knowledge? It would surely be said to be devotion. You are now receiving this knowledge, through which you become very elevated. The Father is now making you into bestowers of happiness. The land of happiness is called heaven. You are going to go to the land of happiness, and so he teaches you. It is you souls who take this knowledge. Souls don't have a religion. A soul is a soul. It is when a soul enters a body that the religion of the body is different. What is the religion of souls? A soul is like a point and is an embodiment of peace. Souls reside in the land of peace, the land of liberation. The Father now explains, all children have a right. There are many children who have been converted to other religions. They will then emerge and come back to their original religion. Those who have left the deity religion and gone into other religions will all return to their own place. No one else would be able to understand these things. First of all, give the Father's introduction. It is in this that everyone becomes confused. You children now know who is teaching you. The Father is teaching you. Krishna is a bodily being. This one, Brahma, is called Dada. All are brothers. Then it all depends on the status. This is the body of a brother, and this is the body of a sister. You now know this too. A soul is just a tiny star. All of this knowledge is in just a tiny star. A star cannot speak without a body. A star needs organs with which to play a part. The world of stars is separate. Then a soul comes here and adopts a body. That is the home of souls. A soul is a tiny point, whereas a body is a big thing. Therefore, people remember that, the body, so much. You now have to remember the one Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. This is the truth, since the gathering of souls and the Supreme Soul takes place. It is also remembered, souls remained separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. We became separated from Baba. Do you remember for how long you have been separated? The Father comes and tells you what he has been telling you every cycle. There cannot be the slightest change in that. Every act that takes place second by second is new. It is as though you leave behind every second that passes, every minute that passes. They continue to pass so that you can then say, you have passed through so many years, days, minutes and seconds. There will be the full 5,000 years, and it will then start from number one. There is this accurate account. Every minute and second are noted. If someone were to ask you how many births someone has taken, you could calculate and give the answer. Sri Krishna took the number one birth. You could not calculate every minute and second for Shiva. The date, time and moment for Sri Krishna has been mentioned. There can be the difference of a minute or a second in the clocks of human beings, but there cannot be the slightest change in the moment that Shiv Baba incarnates. You cannot even tell when he came. It isn't that he came when Baba had visions, no. One can only estimate. It isn't that he entered at the time when Baba saw in a vision that he was to become so and so. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. In order to go to that land of happiness, become a bestower of happiness. Remove everyone's sorrow and give them happiness. Never become a thorn that causes sorrow. 2. The soul in this perishable body is most valuable. It is immortal and imperishable. Therefore have love for imperishable things. Finish the consciousness of the body. Blessing. May you die alive and become free from bondage and enable others to become free from bondage with the awareness of your original and eternal form. Just as the Father takes this body on loan and has no bondage, similarly you children who have died alive must become free from any bondage of your bodies, sanskars and nature. Imbibe whatever sanskars you want, whenever you want. Just as the Father is free from bondage, so you must become free from bondage in the same way. Stabilize yourself in the stage of the incorporeal world and then come down. Remain aware of your original and eternal form. Perform actions as a soul who has incarnated, and others will then follow you. Slogan. To make the atmosphere powerful with your attitude of remembrance, is to do service with your mind. Avyakt signal. In this Avyakt month, stay free from bondage and experience the stage of liberation in life. While you have any type of attachment, whether it is in the form of thoughts, relationships, connections, or your own specialities, any type of attachment will bind you in some bondage. That bondage will not allow you to become bodiless or allow you to become a world benefactor. Therefore, first of all, become free from all attachments, for only then will you be able to give the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life to the world. Om Shanti.